You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The central bank digital currency has finally come to India with the start of the pilot phase of the digital rupee rollout from today. However, the Reserve Bank of India has launched the first pilot of the digital rupee for the wholesale segment only. Experts believe that CBDC is one of the biggest developments in the financial world, the full impact of which will be visible in near future. India already has a stellar record as an early adopter of technology, with the rapid adoption of UPI and QR-based payments across the country. With CBDC, it is expected that India will take giant strides in the world, rapidly progressing towards the adoption of digital currencies. Meanwhile, Indian oil marketing companies have slashed the price of the 19 kg commercial LPG cylinder by ₹115.5 with effect from November 1, 2022. The price per unit for the commercial LPG cylinder is now down to ₹1,744 in the national capital, according to the data available on the Indian Oil Corporation's website. The decrease in prices marks the seventh consecutive reduction in LPG cylinder prices since June this year. With the latest reduction, the price for the commercial LPG cylinder is down by ₹610 since the last uptick. In the financial capital, Mumbai, the rate for the commercial LPG cylinder is now ₹1,696 instead of ₹1,811.5 in the previous month. In Kolkata, the 19 kg LPG cylinder is now retailing at ₹1,846, down from ₹1,959 in October. In Chennai, the price per unit for commercial LPG is set at ₹1,893 as compared to the previous rate of ₹2,009.5. On to economy. India's economic growth in the next fiscal will likely exceed the International Monetary Fund's projection of 6.1%, supported by enhanced capital formation, Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantanageswaram said on Monday. The CEA also stressed the need for fiscal consolidation in the Asia-Pacific region to reduce already elevated inflationary pressure as the preparations for budget FY24 is underway in the Finance Ministry. Retail inflation in India hit a five-month high of 7.41% in September. It exceeded the upper hand of the Reserve Bank of India's medium-term target of 2-6% for a ninth straight month through September. The country's public digital infrastructure, said the CEA, has probably crossed an inflection point and that it will contribute to the formalization of the economy in addition to growth. So maybe there could be a 0.5 to 0.8% addition to the baseline growth number of 6%. In other news, the aviation turbine fuel prices witnessed a jump of 4.2% with effect from November 1, 2022. The jet fuel is now retailing at ₹1.2 lakh per kiloliter in the national capital, according to the data available on the Indian Oil Corporation website. The increase in the jet fuel prices by ₹4,842.37 per kiloliter reverses the 4.5% slash in prices implemented in the previous month. The prices for the ATF were last revised on October 1st when the prices of the fuel were cut by ₹5,521.17. According to the data on the IOC website, the state with the most expensive retail of jet fuel is Kolkata, where a kiloliter of ATF comes at a price of ₹1,27,023.83. The cheapest jet fuel comparatively is available in Mumbai, where the jet fuel price is set at ₹1,19,266. In Chennai, the jet fuel is retailing at ₹1,24,998.48 per kiloliter. The variation in prices among states is due to the incidence of local taxes levied by the particular state. Moving on, state-owned Punjab National Bank on Tuesday reported a 63% decline in standalone net profit to ₹411 crore for the September quarter on account of higher provisioning for bad loans. The bank had posted a net profit of ₹1,105 crore in the year-ago period. Total income in the second quarter of the current fiscal increased to ₹23,001.26 crore as against ₹21,262.32 in the July-September period a year ago, PNB said in a regulatory filing. The lender's interest income also rose to ₹20,154 crore from ₹17,980 crore in the same quarter a year ago. The gross non-performing assets declined to 10.48% of the gross advances from 13.36% earlier. In absolute terms, the gross NPAs or bad loans stood at ₹87,034.79 crore at the end of the second quarter of FY23 compared to ₹1,290.85 crore a year earlier. And lastly, the stock market. The Sensex was up 245.38 points or 0.40% at 60,991.97 and the Nifty was up 93.80 points or 0.52% at 18,106. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.